It's Friday, July 19th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
House Democrats warn that Ilhan Omar is in imminent danger after Trump's racist Send Her Back rally. Meanwhile, Trump nominates Antonin Scalia's son as labor secretary, and breaking news, he's just as big a piece of garbage as his dad was. And lastly, it's Biden versus Harris round two, as CNN announces their lineups for the second round of Democratic debates.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Senior Democrats are asking authorities to evaluate security for Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ayanna Pressley, and Rashida Tlaib after Donald Trump's now infamous Send Her Back reelection rally in North Carolina on Wednesday night. Democrats have asked Capitol Police and Department of Homeland Security to reevaluate their security protocols for the squad, warning Trump's rhetoric has escalated the risk of violence toward the four minority freshmen. Omar said on Thursday that she's not worried about her personal safety, but she does fear Americans of color are in danger after Trump's racist comments, telling reporters, "When you have presidents who clearly think someone like me should go back, the message that he's sending is not for me, it's to every single person who shares an identity with me." President Trump tweeted on Thursday evening his intention to nominate Gene Scalia, the son of late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, to replace Alex Acosta as the new Secretary of Labor. Sources told NPR that Trump has formally offered Scalia the cabinet position and that the 55-year-old D.C. lawyer has already accepted it. Scalia achieved notoriety as Wall Street's go-to lawyer for challenging Dodd-Frank, which, as you know, is the 2010 legislation that placed restrictions on the banks that blew up our economy. He's also worked as an assistant to Attorney General Bill Barr in the 1990s and is a member, of course, of the Federalist Society. Good news, at least he's not giving sweetheart deals to child sex traffickers, at least that we know of.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
CNN has determined the schedule for the second round of 2020 Democratic debates, which will take place on July 30th and 31st in Detroit. We at the Majority Report will be covering both of those live. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren will appear on the first night of the debates. Joe Biden will share the stage with Kamala Harris on the second night. Of course, there'll be about 20 other people on both nights as well. You'll recall Harris and Biden clashed during the first Democratic debate over the former vice president's past positions on racial issues, including opposition to federally mandated busing and praising segregationist senators. CNN plans to milk the Harris-Biden tension for all it's worth, announcing that they've arranged the pair to be standing next to each other on the debate stage. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
Axios is reporting that John Delaney's senior team sat him down and told him to drop out of the presidential race by mid-August. He supposedly spent nearly $19 million as a 2020 candidate since 2017. Money very well spent, I'm sure. The Democrats in the House on Thursday passed legislation to gradually raise the federal minimum wage to $15 per hour. This is following through on a key Democratic campaign promise and ending a six-month struggle within the caucus. New York Times is reporting that after years of legal wrangling, the EPA will not ban chlorpyrifos, a pesticide which has been linked to developmental disabilities because, of course, Republicans. And lastly, 538 reports that there's only one U.S. senator more unpopular than Susan Collins. And that is Senate Majority Leader and self-proclaimed Grim Reaper of all good things, cocaine Mitch McConnell.
Quicker, quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.